the name of the holiday in the Torah is not Rosh Hashanah. It's not Yom HaZikaron. It's the way we pronounce, we say in Tefillah, Yom HaZikaron Hazeh. It's a Yom Truah. The day that we blow Truah. Truah is one of the sounds of the Shofar. Gemara says we don't know exactly what it is. And this is our custom, says the Gemara, but Halacha, we blow so many different combinations of Tiyot because we don't know exactly what the Torah meant. So the Rambam writes, through the years, through the exiles, we forgot exactly what Hashem had in mind. And the question is exactly what that difference to make exactly what you have to hear. I said, Truah, okay, fine. So I take the shofar, and this is Truah. I blow the shofar. No, the Gemara says Hashem had in mind some kind of a sound. Seeing we don't know it, we try. And of course, through generations in exile, even what we have is not accurate because some other congregation have a different sound altogether. Don't know. But the Torah says you should know this is the holiday, excuse me, of the shofar. The Gemara comes and the Gemara tells us that the Kadosh Baruch Hu asks us to blow the shofar. It's not just a mitzvah that Hashem said to go take a lulav, shake a lulav, make a sukkah. Shofar Hashem requests im wulefanai. Hashem said, please, what I would like you to do is like this. Amos Safo, Shoshana Chachamim said, let Hashem ask, Chachamim said, to say some sentences about Hashem's kingdom. Some sentences about Hashem remembering us. That needs to be explained. What do you mean Hashem has to remember us? And then comes the Gemara to say also 10 sentences about Shofar. Comes the Gemara with the statement, says like this, Hashem said like this, Emulifan HaMalchuyot, say the 10 sentences about HaMekin. Emulifan HaZichronot, say 10 sentences about that I should remember you. Uvameh B'Shofar. It means the Shofar, so-called, is the wake-up call to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The shofar, so called, when we blow the shofar, Hashem is going to remember me. But it means, of course, Hashem forgets about somebody. It means the person is not going to be here. It means Zochenu L'Tovah. Hashem is going to remember you because you blow the shofar. I said, what's this power of the shofar? That Hashem is going to remember me only because of the shofar. Without the shofar, nothing. Why? What shofar has to do with me? Hashem remembers me. I did teshuva. I did Selichot. I said Hashem is the king. I asked Hashem to remember me. Hashem said, Uvameh v'shofar. Only the shofar is going to remind the Kadosh Baruch Hu about our existence. How powerful the shofar is. Comes the Gemara and says, a place that deliberately they're not going to blow shofar, the year will not be as good as it should have been, even. The Gemara even uses bad words about this year. And the secret behind it, you have to know the truth about it. Shofar is not a shofar. The Gemara says on the Pasuk in Tehillim, chapter 89, Ashrei Am Yedetua, praise the nation that know how to blow. Says the Gemara, praise the nation that know how to blow? Everybody knows how to blow. The goyim know how to blow also. You must say, no. The Jewish nation, they know how to blow. And when they blow, so-called, they have some kind of impact of Hashem. And Hashem raises himself from the chair of judgment and sits on the chair of mercy. Melech Yeshev Ekser Rachamim. The Gemara says only Jewish people know how to do this. Of course, the secret behind it is not mean every goy can blow shofar, every kid can blow shofar. But it's not. The shofar has tremendous power. What do you mean?
Who's that? It's Chachamim cares.
The person that blows the shofar, he has to know certain things. He has to be on a certain level. He has to be taught what he has to do in order for him to blow the shofar and Hashem so-called should pick himself up from the chair of judgment. It's a chair of mercy. It's a powerful thing, shofar. Not just because he knows the blow, he puts the shofar and blows it. It means nothing. The purpose of the shofar is so-called to make Hashem in the position that he wants, so-called, to move from his chair. Just blow, that's the Gemara says. Every goy knows how to blow shofar, so he knows how to blow shofar. You have to be on a certain level when you blow the shofar. How was Yotun Rosh Hashanah? Very good, excellent. Means nothing. Hashem doesn't hear it. The Baal Tokeah has to be 100%, it has to be close to Hashem. It's a very powerful thing. Still, we don't know what it is, but still, we know what the result and what's the end of this shofar is going to be. The Gemara says, okay, Hashem wants so-called you to blow the shofar in order for Hashem to remember you. Okay. Comes the Gemara, says, if you are in a place deliberately don't blow the shofar, it's going to be not a good year. Why not a good year? Big deal, shofar, what shofar? I don't understand. What the whole year depends on the shofar, why? Why? I did the shofar? Perfect, I did the shofar. This is the chod, 40 days lichot. And I really did teshuva shelema. Really. Really, I did teshuva. It's not a joke. People cry on slichot, and really the mean way. Okay, come Rosh Hashanah, the guy says, listen, forget about it. I don't blow shofar, forget about it. So the whole slichot, the whole thing, what it is for nothing, how can it be such a thing? This shofar is mitzvah to say, okay, Hashem told me to blow shofar, okay, fine. So because I don't do shofar? Ma said, yeah. And in the shofar, the year will not be as good. It means like this. If you want to present to our lifetime, as somebody did not have such a good year last year. This year, last year, it has to do with the shofar. It depends who blew the shofar you, and it depends the kavanah that the guy had. It has to do with a lot of things. Comes the Gemara Yerushalmi to Tosafot and said, listen, you know how powerful this shofar is? The Satan, when he hears the shofar the first time, the first blow, he thinks Mashiach is coming. And when you keep blowing, he runs away. So why he runs away? Why? Why is he running away? Because the Gemara says Hashem is going to slaughter him. So lest it didn't come, the last few thousand years doesn't come. It didn't come. But this year, when you blow the shofar, he thinks Mashiach is here. And he's right what he has in mind. But it's not exactly, but here we say the psukim, and the psukim at Tanakh say, "Haya b'emu itaka b'shofar gadol." Say, before Mashiach will come, don't expect any text messages from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can have to hear a shofar. Hashem is going to blow a shofar, when Mashiach will come, b'mara b'min miyad amen. And then, v'bahu avdim b'eretz Ashur, and why? Because you heard the shofar. What shofar has to do with anything? Moshe Rabbeinu came down to Egypt. He left Egypt without the shofar. Without the shofar. Why in this time, when Mashiach will come, we need to have a shofar? That's actually what we say in Tefillah three times a day. We say in Tefillah, Hashem, please don't blow the shofar. What do you need the shofar? You don't need the shofar. What do you need the shofar for? We want Mashiach, okay, fine. But you don't need a shofar. We emphasize the Tefillah, Mordechai, Hashem, Yitzchak, Gedolah, put it, you need a shofar. Shofar will get you out of exile. Without shofar, you can't go. Why? The same question appears. On Har Sinai, Hashem decided to blow a shofar. Why did Hashem decide to blow a shofar on Har Sinai? What's the purpose of shofar? Kol shofar chazak meod. It says, Hashem blew the shofar very high. Sound. of shofar. For what? Why did Hashem blow the shofar? For what? I said, well, on Har Sinai Hashem blew the left side of this sheep, the Tavam Minus slaughter, Meshach Lokam, Hashem is going to blow the right. I don't need not the left and the right. I don't need the shofar. What is the shofar? Shofar itself is contradiction in the Tanakh. Is it something to be happy about or to be upset about? And Rabbi Amos says in his prophecy, you hear a shofar, you better get scared. On the other hand, we say Friday night, and says, Hashem is here, blow the shofar, the king is coming. I said, they have to get scared. No, excuse me, no sign of being afraid. The opposite. The Mizmorim, Mizmor, Hashem is coming, blow the shofar. I said, the Navi says, it's a scary thing. David HaMelech HaTehillim says, it's a very good thing. The same kind of different opinion happened on Rosh Hashanah itself. Some Chachamim say, Rosh Hashanah, it's a Yom HaDin, you have to be very, very serious about it. And it's a very scary thing. Very scary. This is Hashem decides, you know, like in the Supreme Court, Hashem will decide if you give what he is going, you're going to have. On the other hand, Chachamim said, no, Rami Vilna said, when they blow the shofar, you'll be very happy. Very happy. The Gemara, the Navi tells us, Am Yisrael came from exile, and they came to Second Beit HaMikdash. Ezra gave them a speech, a lecture. He told them, listen, you didn't behave the last 7 years, look what you did. Started to cry. Nehemiah was there next to Ezra. I said, why are you crying? It's a holiday. Go have some meat, go have some wine. Be happy. You will be happy? This day of judgment was Rosh Hashanah. But some kind of contradiction. Is it a happy day? Or is it a sad day? It's a very serious day, I have to be happy. What does it mean? So here come the Gemara and tells some kind of set information. My information that the Gemara tells us was a guy, one of the Chachamim in the Gemara, his name was Abba Shaul. Abba Shaul. This guy, we don't know if voluntarily he did this, what he did, or this was him, was, I don't know why. But he said, in the Gemara like this, I move bones of dead people. In time of the Gemara, when somebody died, they didn't bury him right away in the family plot or in the cemetery. He used to bury someplace for 1 year. After 1 year, usually, the body of the person decays and only bones being left. And then he should take the bones and move it to the family cemetery. As the Gemara says, it's usually, unless somebody is very holy and tzaddik, then his body stay intact. Usually that's what it is with most of the people. So this Chacham, Abba Shaul said, listen, I moved bones, and some bones were black. Originally, of course, the bones are white, because white is a sign of kindness. It comes from the father of the person. That's why Hashem made the bones white. Because the main part of the body is the bones, really. It's not the flesh. The person is called, the person really is called bones. Bones. And he said certain bones were black. And the reason were black, because those people, he says, they used to drink wine without kavanah. Just alcoholic. They don't know why they drink wine. They love wine, they drink a lot of wine. And he said some people that are buried, the bones were not only white, they were shining. Those people drank wine, but with kavana. Therefore, this information. Okay.
Like Lichvot Shabbat?
It doesn't say what it is. During the week also, soon you'll know why. Soon. And another piece of information we have in the Gemara. Gemara tells us, second Beit HaMikdash, there was a big argument while the siege was taking place around Yerushalayim, if we should surround to the Romans or we should fight. Well, the biggest mistake ever, I can confess, with the Midrash. It was destroyed because Zedekiah did not want to surround, even though the Yehoshua told him, go on the wall and raise your hand with the white handkerchief and let him Achshimon Ruzaradan will go back to Iraq, and it's going to be the end of it. He said, I'm going to fight to my last drop of blood. And he said, if you can do this, you're going to capture Yerushalayim, you're going to bury Beit HaMikdash, and you're going to kill millions of Jews because of you. He didn't listen. He tried to run away, they caught him, they killed him, they made him blind. Second Beit HaMikdash was the same thing. Chachamim said, go on the wall and surround to the Romans. Surround to the Romans, finished. Let them come, mend it. English mend it, Roman mend it. And the hard-blooded people in Yerushalayim did not let it. They said, we're going to fight, we're not going to fight. Pride, don't listen to the Chacham. The biggest Chacham at the time was Abba Chaim Zakkai, and he pretended he died, and the head of the so-called Jewish mafia was his nephew. And he agreed that Rabbi Chaim Zakkai would leave the city. He left the city, so they put him in a coffin, took him outside Yerushalayim. He went to meet the general of the Romans. He walked inside the tent, he told him, hello, Caesar. The guy said, Caesar? What Caesar? Caesar is in Rome. Muhammad did not get scared from his statement. And while he was talking to him, a messenger just came from Rome that said that Caesar died and you are the new Caesar. He was so impressed by Muhammad Zakkai as such a Ruach HaKodesh. Asked him, what should I do for you? It was a whole mistake. At the end of the discussion, the general sat over there without shoes. And he wanted to accompany Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai when he leaves the room. He can't put his foot in the shoe. So I said, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, look what happened. I don't know what happened. This is my size. I can't put it in. He said, you know what? I tell you what. Shlomo HaMelech wrote, Shmua Tova Tedashenet. When you hear good news, your bones expand. You just heard you became the Caesar, your bones expanded. And you will never be able to put this food back in that shoe. That shoe is too small for you. He says, so what shall I do now? He says, I'll tell you what. If there's anybody here that you don't like so much, let him pass in front of you. Why are you going to look at this guy that you don't like so much? The bones will get smaller, will shrink. Gemara, Masechet Gittin, Rabashi wrote the Gemara, Gaon Vilna, and Ma'ariv all say all these secrets are in those stories in the Gemara. Rabashi did not write stories in the Gemara, just didn't know to write stories. The Gemara is a book of knowledge, not stories. What happened? Who cares what happened? The shoe of this guy, I had to care less about this conversation. I don't have to know anything. It's really irrelevant for me. The Gemara was written a few hundred years later. Who cares what happened with the Roman? I don't care that. Chaim does like this. Look, the Gemara says a statement like this. It's based on the, of course, in the Torah. The Gemara says, look, as somebody, let's say, cut his friend's hand. So he has to pay for his hand. There's a special chart to bedin. How much is a man with a hand? And how much is a man without a hand? What's the value of a person? You know, like the insurance company pay for people that who had an accident. So the Gemara says for every limb, for every part of the body, there's a price. Okay? The Gemara says, what happened if somebody made his friend deaf? Deaf. Okay, should be on the chart. It says on the chart if somebody made his friend blind. This is not all. Ein tachatayin. It's to pay. How much is a blind person worth it? His value? How much a regular person value? How much a person with hands, with feet? There's a chart in Benin. It's a Gemara. Well, it says in the chart over there, if you make somebody deaf, you pay like you killed him. Like you killed him. I didn't kill him, nothing. What's wrong? Yeah. Is it better than somebody that suppose, for example, just lost his 2 feet? Somebody blind. Blind person is finished. So what is it that a person that is deaf, if you made somebody deaf, it means that you killed him. He had a very good job. Put a sign on the back of his car. He doesn't hear. Don't beep at him. He doesn't hear. He's a genius. A genius in any job. So he doesn't hear. What big deal? Lord Gemara says, no, ten lot meku lo pay his whole value. He's not on the chart. You destroy the person. Come on. I saw this. How many times like this? And Tehillim says over there, Asherei Amedei Torah, praise the nation that know how to blow. In the Tanakh, the word to know means to get connected. Adam yada et chava ishto, Adam get connected to Chama. Elkana yada et Chana. To know doesn't mean to know something. It means you get connected. The Gemara says, the wine has a tremendous power. A person drinks wine, he knows the Kamona, he gets connected to Hashem. This is the power of the wine. That's why Hashem made a special power on the wine. All the beverages, wine. Because wine connects you. You tell me that. I said, when you blow the shofar, the Rebbe says, Ashrei Adam Yodei Torah. He says, Ashrei Adam Yodei Torah. Praise the nation that knows how to blow. Anybody knows how to blow, said the Gemara. No, you don't understand. When we said, Na'aseh v'nishmat v'kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem blew the shofar. Because the shofar connects you. How does the shofar connect you? Because when you hear it, it goes into your bones. And your bones are the most important part in your body. The Gemara says, based on the sentence in Navi Yechezkel, the Gemara says, if someone eats meat and drinks wine the day before Tisha B'Av, Hashem said, your sins are going to be on your bones. Says the Zohar. Somebody does a mitzvah, the mitzvah is being written on his bones. Somebody Hashem does a sin, his sins are being written on his bones. Says the Gemara, you drink wine and you eat meat in the wrong time, even that small thing, what is the ball about? What's the big deal? It's the day before Tisha B'Av, Chachamim made Tisha B'Av, so what? So the day before Tisha B'Av, so I'm upset, I had some wine, so big deal, so what? So what? So it says, even that small thing is going to be written on your bones. Again, it's a sentence in Yechezkel. And this is the Zohar built on it, the Zohar says you should not be careful. And that's what this Chacham said, I buried a lot of people, and some bones were black. From drinking wine, not with the right kamona, your bones became black. Because the purpose of the wine is to get connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't have to be only Shabbat. It can be every day when you have it Lashon Shamayim. I want to be connected. Your job in this world, Atem Advekim, you should be connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's your job. Am Israel, when it is a sin, it means you disconnected yourself from Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what happened in Gan Eden. Adam HaRishon drank wine. He disconnected himself from Kadosh Baruch Hu. He said, why are you drinking wine? On Har Sinai, after we said, Naseh v'nishma, Hashem blew the shofar. Because shofar goes into our ear. And the ear is a connection, such connection to our bones. I says, the bones, I says, whatever Hashem said, means went and were so-called printed or engraved on our bones. That's what Gemara says. That's what Navi says. Mashiach will come, Hashem is going to blow the shofar. The shofar means nothing. Shofar means only one thing, a connection to Kadosh Baruch. How do you connect? Via your ear, into your bones, and now you belong to Kadosh Baruch. And that's really one step before Olam Haba. Because that's the Navi, Yishayahu says in Haftarah of Yom Kippur, The Kadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, if you give tzedakah, if you help your brother, and everything is, you know, at the end of the day, what's going to be? Atmotecha yachlitz, your bones will stay for Olam Haba. That's the purpose. It means Rosh Hashanah comes, he says, forget about the whole thing. So the whole perfect, everything perfect. What's the task? What you aim to? What you want to have? On Rosh Hashanah, I want to get connected to Hashem. And so Hashem said, listen, I want you to do this. He says, say that I'm your king. Okay. What? Why does Hashem want me to say it? Because Hashem wants me to connect to the king. Says the Gemara, whoever connects to a king is a king. Hashem wants you to be called Israel, Bnei Melachim. I'm Israel, are so called children of a king. Because what? Because you want to be connected to the king. Hashem says, okay, I'll tell you what. Hoshana comes. This is the time of connection. And if you're not going to blow the shofar, says the Gemara, your ear is not going to be so good. Says, no, you know why? Because you don't want to be connected. Hashem doesn't care less if you're going to blow shofar. But the shofar is the only way you'll be connected. Because it goes to your ear. And that's why the Truah is so important. Because Hashem said, Yom Truah Yalachem. Hashem said, listen, Hoshanah is not a day of judgment. Hoshanah is a day of connection. If you're not get connected, I'm going to judge you. So the Gemara says, if you know the secret of the Shofar, Hashem is going to stand up from the chair of judgment, will sit on the chair of mercy, you're off. It says, everything is perfect. Case dismissed. So why? Because you connected yourself to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem only wants you to be connected. And that's Hashem writes in the Torah, it's called Yom Teruah, it's the day of just blowing. And that's our problem, we don't know exactly what is really that blowing, that sound that has to go inside our ear, to connect our ear to our bones, to be connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's our problem in life. That's what Rambam writes. Since we went to so many exiles and so many tragedies and hardship through generations, we forget what it is. And this is crucial, that sound. And we try 100 times on Rosh Hashanah, every congregation, every group in their idea says, this is the Truah. This, what difference does it make which one it is? So just say it, Truah, you understand. This is a major thing. This is the major thing that Satan is afraid. He says, Mashiach is coming. Then your Mashiach is coming. Because when you blew the shofar, you said to Hashem, I am going to be connected to you. That's what he says. When you blew the shofar, you have to do teshuvah shelema. Because it means, I want to be connected. If you don't do teshuvah shelema, you can be connected. But really, the job is connection. That's what Ezra Nehemiah told them, Israel, stop the crying. Go have meat and go have wine. Hashem Shamayim. Via those two things, you get connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Relation Shamayim. Of course, we have this the shofar. But wine and meat help to be connected. But Hashem Shamayim. The Gemara Amaret Tzul Ochol Basam. Must say somebody is not in Chacham, should not touch meat. Because he has another covenant. You think the steak is good for you? The steak is a harm for you. It's not good for you. It's good for you if you know how to eat the meat. If you know the kavana of the meat. If you know the kavana of the wine, it's good for you. The Gemara says, drink wine. It's called Tirosh. It says, if you know the Kavanah, Tirosh. Tirosh means two words. Tirosh, you can be the big. If not, if you know the Kavanah, Tirosh means Tirosh. You lose all, everything what you have in your life. And let's Chachamim say, that's the power of the shofar is not to blow. Hashem Yudei Truah. I say, if you know. I says, if you know. Hashem Panecha Yalechon. I say, you follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says, expect Mashiach. Shofar Shem Mashiach Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because you get connected. Pesach, you don't get connected. Pesach, time of Mashiach, Hashem is going to take us out of exile. And says, this is Mizuchut. Because Hashem has mercy on us. Rosh Hashanah is not because Hashem has mercy on us. Because we said we want to be connected. And the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be only by Shofar and on Rosh Hashanah. And let's say Adam HaRishon so-called betrayed HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah. Said the Rabbi Nisim, said the Rishonim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah wants to reconnect us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The purpose of this world is reconnection. Reconnecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.